For many people in Venezuela, suffering from shortages of food and medicine, a lifeline runs from Miami. Many Venezuelans living in South Florida have been sending care packages to family and friends back home, but getting those packages delivered is getting much harder. Here's NPR's Greg Allen.
At VKE Cargo in Doral, a Miami suburb, Oscar Saker has arrived with his sister, carrying several bags and boxes they're sending to Venezuela.
Tell me a little bit about what you're shipping here today. What kind of...
She's shipping for her family to feed.
So I see cereal, toilet paper, tomato sauce.
Basic. Nothing fancy, nothing expensive, nothing extraordinary.
Saker says they send the packages every month, but getting food and other supplies to family, he says, has gotten more expensive and more difficult. The owner of VKE Cargo, Elisal Herrera, says there are no longer many companies that are sending goods to Venezuela. Most of his business now comes from individuals sending shipments to family back home. Food, medicine, even emergency generators, which he keeps on hand.
Right now we have one, but we ship 4 or 5 in that pallet.
And you have problems with customs? That's what I'm hearing from other shippers. They say customs can be difficult.
Yes, that's a problem, but you have to work with them. You know? If not, you have to close.
Customs officials in Venezuela keep a watchful eye on shipments and the shipping companies. Ernesto Ackerman owns a company that used to do good business shipping to Venezuela.
We send lots of medical equipment, but also personal belongings, you know, and furniture and stuff like that, even cars. But now, nothing, zero.
Along with his shipping company, Ackerman also runs a Venezuelan exile group that has been outspoken in its opposition to the regimes of Hugo Chavez and his successor, Nicolas Maduro. Over the last 2 years, Ackerman says, corruption and bribery in Venezuela has gotten even worse.
Those generals that are in charge of customs, you need to pay them and all that. And me, myself, being anti-Chavez 1,000%, it's very hard to bring stuff in, very hard.
Owners of companies that are shipping goods to Venezuela say they work to stay non-political. But because South Florida is home to tens of thousands of Venezuelan exiles who fled the repression and harsh economic conditions of the Maduro regime, that's not always possible. In Doral, a city that's adjacent to Miami's airport, there used to be well over 100 companies sending commercial shipments to Venezuela. It was big business, generating just a few years ago over $1 billion in revenue annually.
It used to be no anymore.
Yeah, what changed?
The economy, the Venezuelan economy.
Shipper Gilberto Altuve says, yes, corruption is a problem. But what's really hurt is Venezuela's economic collapse. 2 years ago, there were 14 cargo flights to that country each week. Now there are just 1 or 2. With the uncertain political situation, everything is on hold. Foreign-owned companies aren't investing there, and local businesses are shutting their doors. Altuve cites one of his best customers as an example. He says she used to have 33 stores in Venezuela.
Suddenly, she only has one. Then last year, she closed the last one. She's now living in America.
Altuve says for him, getting goods into the country isn't a problem. The real challenges come, he says, when you try to deliver them to recipients in Caracas or other cities. With food and other supplies so scarce, he says trucks are routinely stopped and looted.
The police, they want to take the merchandise from your car. Even the firefighter, they go to your place, they want to have their seasonal cell phone, they see anything they like, they want to take it.
Despite the difficulties, many Venezuelan business owners in South Florida are feeling upbeat. That's because of the emergence of opposition leader Juan Guaido, who's been recognized by the U.S. and other countries as Venezuela's legitimate president. After years of turmoil, there's hope now that change is coming. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.